You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth on the phone with a special guest today to talk about a celebrated band that is taking a tour around all the Great Lakes. They've previously hit New York, Ohio, and they're currently in Michigan, and they're making the way around Lake Michigan as well. We're talking with Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson of the U.S. Coast Guard Band in particular, because they're going to be performing in Marquette, Michigan on Wednesday, August 7th. But first of all, welcome to the phone lines, Adam.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so you are all on tour right now. You've been on tour since the end of July, about July 29th, and you're making a trip around the Great Lakes, correct?
That's correct.
And so you're hitting a lot of the hot spots, you're on the 2019 National Concert Tour of the Great Lakes, and you will be performing at the Forrest Roberts Theater here in Marquette Wednesday, August 7th, starting at 7. We're very excited about that. What can you tell us about what the U.S. Coast Guard Band is bringing for patrons and bringing for music fans for these concerts?
Sure. Well, I can start off by saying that the Coast Guard Band was formed in 1925 by John Philip Sousa, the March King. He combined forces with Walter Damrosch, who was the conductor of the New York Philharmonic at the time, and Lieutenant Charles Bentner, who was the director of the Navy Band at the time. And those three men got together and stood up the Coast Guard Band in 1925. And because we have such a personal tie to John Philip Sousa, we're essentially continuing the tradition of a military band, what a military band is and what a military band brings to our audience that he established. So it's really, the program is really kind of all over the place, which is really exciting for us, and our audiences have really been loving it. So of course, no Coast Guard Band concert would be complete without some marches by John Philip Sousa. But I also get to feature some of our extraordinarily talented soloists. We have two soloists that we bring out on tour. One is chief musician Steve Peterson, and he's our percussionist, and the other is musician first class Joe DeLeo on saxophone. But we also have one soprano soloist, a vocal soloist, musician first class Megan Weichlinget, who is just a phenomenal talent. She can do anything. So we'll be bringing some fun, recognizable and patriotic tunes for her, and otherwise it's just going to be a mix of patriotic music and marches and some artistic concert band music as well.
Wonderful. And I will say, I did take a look online beforehand, and I looked like a Julie Andrews medley involving the sopranoist soloist, too. So that sounds like it's going to be a really good time there. And with these performers that you have, I understand there's some Michigan connections amongst the 55-member ensemble.
That's right. We have Michigan natives in the band. It's been a while since I've done a count, but it's possible that we have more members in the Coast Guard Band who are from Michigan than any other states. I haven't done that count in a little while, though, but it's got to be close. But we certainly have Michigan State graduates, University of Michigan graduates, Western Michigan graduates. We have people who went to the Interlochen Arts Camp, and we have people who attended Blue Lake Camp. So the Michigan connections for the Coast Guard Band really, really run deep.
Yes, and the talent runs deep, too, with those kind of backgrounds, too. Now, tell me, with a tour like this, I mean, the U.S. Coast Guard, naturally, they're good at traveling, good at taking large groups to take care of things. In this case, what's it like to take such a large ensemble on a tour of this magnitude?
This kind of thing requires a lot of planning. The logistics seem endless, but I have a great team in place, a tour team. And that tour team, they are also musicians in the band. So I have a trumpet player and my Barry sax player. They coordinate these tours. So these things take about a year to set up. It's been about a year in the making, coordinating night after night of good venue and developing our local host to hopefully get a good crowd, and just all the move-in details. It's quite a bit, but because we do so much preparation and so much legwork in advance, when we actually get out on the road, it all ultimately seems kind of easy because we are just so well prepared and so well planned. And that's really entirely due to the incredible team that I have putting this together.
Wonderful. And with an effort such as that, just a reminder, we are speaking with Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson of the U.S. Coast Guard Band. And a reminder, they will be performing in Marquette Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. And that's at 7 p.m. in the Forrest Roberts Theater. A lot of the concerts in Marquette typically will be at the Reynolds Recital Hall, but I'll mention again that it'll be at the Forrest Roberts Theater. And I believe tickets are available online for this.
Yes, they are online. Tickets are required, but of course they are free. And we're expecting a good crowd. So I would definitely encourage people to contact the venue or find the Coast Guard Band on Facebook or our website, and you can find the tickets through those means.
Sounds great. And Adam, is there anything else that you'd like to add either about the touring experience or any of the music so far or any other, maybe if you have a favorite venue you've been to so far on the tour?
Well, one of the great things about this job is that it takes us everywhere. I mean, working for the United States Coast Guard is an amazing experience. We're about roughly 42,000 active duty, so it's relatively a small service. So you really get to know kind of everybody, which is just pretty amazing. But being the one and only official musical representative of the United States Coast Guard, we are responsible for pretty much all musical support for the Coast Guard. So we do these public outreach concerts and they are amazing. We find ourselves in terrific venues and we find ourselves performing for wonderful audiences and it can just be this really electric atmosphere. And then on the other side of our job, we support a lot of ceremonial kinds of events. So this last Memorial Day, we found ourselves in Washington, D.C. at Arlington National Cemetery performing the commemoration ceremony for Memorial Day, which was just had a real profound meaning to it, just to be there in Arlington Cemetery on Memorial Day supporting the commemoration. So it's just an amazing experience being part of this group and just all of the different things that we can bring to all of our different audiences. It's such an exclusively positive experience that the band has and that our audiences have. The shows are terrific and a lot of fun.
That's wonderful. And it sounds like you're really helping to carry the mantle of tradition with the U.S. Coast Guard Band and all the responsibility and fun that it entails, along with the planning side of things, too. So again, we're talking the U.S. Coast Guard Band, their performance Wednesday, August 7th of this year at 7 p.m. at the Forrest Roberts Theater right here in Marquette. And we've been speaking with Lieutenant Commander Adam Williamson. Thank you so much for taking the time, Adam.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.